Can I just say that this live tweeting has been very good for our Twitter followers? Mm-hmm. We've got like 4 new followers in the last hour. And found like a new super fan.
Yeah, like not just a new super fan, like a new super fan group. Yeah. Apparently they're like, yeah, our group is obsessed with you.
Because we it takes too long between Game of Thrones episodes. so now like, we listen to Fandible and talk about you guys.
We are on the same level as Game of Thrones
Do we have a super fan group?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they listen to our show and discuss it afterwards.
They're going through Rogue Trader and Unhallowed right now.
Oh, boy.
You need to send me links to this,
That's more dedication to our show than we have.
Okay, I got
to
check this out. Anyway.
We don't listen to our own shows. They're more dedicated than we are.
Yeah, I feel like they like us a lot more than we like us.
Yeah, exactly. Frankly, yeah.
So not to the end of you guys.
Yeah. And I think it really shows. clearly.
And did you announce to our followers that we've finally figured it out?
I think we should let our followers know.
God damn it, Angela. People have to know, all right? They're out there somewhere.
After a 20-minute diversion.
Mm-hmm. We figured it out.
It's not too bad. It's just you got to do it a couple
then
times.
Then someone else can live tweet these. Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. I wasn't talking about the live tweet. I was talking about
damn, Angela. Chill. Wow, we are killing magic right now. I thought you'd be elated.
Didn't take 20 fucking minutes to kill magic. I would have been great.
Angela, it's magic.
Okay.
It takes time.
Okay, can we just keep going?
I'm probably
going
to cut this part out. Probably for the best. Okay. Cut this out, Jesus.
I got to stop leaning.
All right. The so mood far. Is up.
When the night has come
and the land is dark
and the moon is the only light I see.
Yep.
I do not actually know the next words because I have not heard this song in the better
when
part of
the
a decade.
It's only
light I see.
I won't cry.
No, I won't cry.
No, I won't shed a tear.
Just as long as you stand by me.
So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me.
I know one fan who'd want that double. That stays.
I'll think about it.
Dibble right. Cutting fan instructions unclear.
You should not say these things when I'm drinking something and pointing in the general direction of the soundboard.
Motherfucker, that is precisely when I'm going to say those things.
All right. It's like his super comeback note.
I am 16, going on 17, baby.
I know it's a song.
Learn it.
I know it.
Karaoke night. You and me.
Okay.
Feeny.
All right, somebody else is going
to
keep. Ange, could I have a scrap paper thing?
No.
Usually I have.
Oh, Matapango.
What's that? Along perforated lines.
Anyone else need notes?
I'll take a note. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Fandible.com role-playing podcast. Was that 10 seconds?
No, it was like
3, dude.
Yeah.
Literally, just go. Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi. Yeah. Every time you guys give 10 seconds, I'm counting on 10 seconds.
It's never 10.
Thank you for your Patreon donation getting you this outtake.
Let's try this again. I don't know what happened. I was so in the mood, I guess. All right, 10 seconds, starting now.
This is the editing song. You will have to edit things. Okay. You will have to rotate these up. Let me see. What would the features be? It's probably quicker to scroll.
So we're editing all the set. We're
Yeah.
Okay.
So for alchemical reanimates, even his key knowledge. To call for him, character can re-roll alchemical reanimation rolls.
But this is what it looks like from outside.
Yay.
Kind of awesome. But from the inside, where's the inside?
We're just gonna, guys, how are we possibly gonna recreate that map?
Yeah. What? I mean, it was purely digital. I don't know where it could have gone.
That map was like,
Is that it?
Is it? No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Hey, okay. I've been writing on it.
Thank you.
Well, if you're not dead, say something.
Something!
What are you... The shimmying.
Dance party.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Stop shimmying, Gold Star.
Oh, I like that name.
In a world. Star.
A for effort. Oh, you're just things you write on some age creator's report.
But seriously, hey. Nice. You okay, Zeus?
For some odd reason, it's not getting power.
It's not getting power?
Yeah.
That's that amazing explanation.
Yeah, just give me a message saying, like, power needed now.
Oh, the power is not.
Oh, you're popping the computer?
Yeah, this is the editing song.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, but...
Welcome to the editing song.
Warrior needs weed badly.
I got the golden key.
I am the key master. I am the gatekeeper. I am the gatekeeper. No, it was the woman was the gatekeeper. He was the key master. Yeah.
It was about a vagina.
Vagina, yeah, exactly. And a penis.
Yeah,
okay.
Right?
Exactly. So it's like, I am the key master. Are you the gatekeeper?
All right.
That went there.
So she's a doll.
All right.
Tilt. Okay, we are editing this out, right? Right?
That's yeah, maybe.
Guys?
Maybe.
Yeah. Don't do this to me.
Although if you keep talking, it's going to be in the funny cuts.
Don't throw me under the Lovecraft bus.
Lovecraft? The Lovecraft. No one knows how it's in the air, but it just is.
His children are adorable. Like, they showed them in Italy. I'm like, oh my god! They look like a very nice family.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I went to Italy.
Man!
Actually, I kind of want to go to Italy now. It's great.
Yeah, let's go! Fandible in Italy! I can get my mustache back.
Fanda Italy.
I got...
Fitaliano!
Fitaliano! Fanda. I wouldn't mind chicken. I just realized I haven't had chicken in a long time.
Okay, I was worried you meant like chicken sushi. I'm just like,
no. Just an actual nice tasting chicken.
Actually, I'm kind of hungry for chicken.
No. Yeah, I don't want like Popeye's chicken. I think that needs to be.
I was going to say I could hit that up.
No, Bunches. Every time we eat there, like instant regret.
You have instant regret. I am all right with the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, what my feelings matter.
They do. They do.
David, did you like your dragon?
Huh. Oh, yeah. My sad dragon. My dragon and my life coach.
The anti-Falcor, I like that.
Nice. Yeah, that really was like what I was thinking. I was like, yeah, Falcor is to me what Arnold is to Danny DeVito.
That's what he thinks.
Yeah, that is Danny DeVito dick.
Sorry.
Yes.
No, I want one. I want a cookie.
Oh.
I think we're all just asking for a cookie.
Yeah, okay. We're all... Okay, listeners, sorry. I was actually... Oh, my God, are these...
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God, birthday cake Oreos, guys.
Happy birthday!
Anybody.
Happy birthday, Beast Jill.
Before we take you down or release you, or I don't know what the final goal is, but...
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Not release him. He's a zombified Beast Jill. He'll eat us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let him go towards...
Heavy metal.
Yeah, exactly. Oh no, then he'll ride heavy metal, and oh my god, it's so much worse.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to think about that. You like make
or Beast Jill just treats heavy metal like a dog toy, mm-hmm. And then like, grabs like.
It's just love. Anyway.
Okay, we can edit out the part where all of us eat cookies. Oh yeah.
Nope. Leave that in. So the guys really too.
Oh my god, they're so good though. God.
Yeah. Mom.
I keep on thinking it says in bed. I'm like,
we're 12.
Okay.
The Chinese fortune cookie powers. I'm glad you got that.
I did. I gotcha. I enjoyed it. Sorry, everybody. This is the editing song. Is this the embed?
Ain't no stopping us now.
That would buy you like 30 seconds if you started with Do the Hustle, and they're compelled to go.
What if you start with like John Jenkins? Yeah, wait, what if you start? This is a song that never. They're clawing at their faces. They're turning blue. Kill me. This is the song that does it. Put a bullet in my fucking.
They're like, this is the song.
Yes.
Oh, so many ways to kill people. Still can't get $50. Just can't make it happen.
Perhaps I was a little angry back then. You know, I really could. We wish we. I wish we could have worked it out.
Dead bird woman underneath a river with cement with cement shoes. That's fucked up. Blah, 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 blah. Aside from the sweat of a rather aroused and then
and really hope it's
disappointed.
Sweat.
I mean, your girls are really very smart.
He said that to my face. He just looks at you again slowly.
He kind of like holds up his thumb.
Crows are actually very smart. If it makes you feel any better, on my planet, crows are the second smartest bird. Click.
Long as it takes.
Do you say long as it dicks?
Long as it takes.
Long as it, as I right. just heard dicks. All Maybe right. that's, I think that's a kind of a weird inverse Tourette's that I have. I hear people say dicks a lot.
Yeah.
We are never posting this fucking game.
I am posting it.
on Offendable Free Radio, Rebel Radio.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, succeed.
There we go.
Hello, Holly. 3, 4.
Sailing away.
Put us in the box. I was
in a butterfly and a memory. Line.
Do you ever think that maybe this is just the bug's way of saying hello?
Hi.
Yes, Jesus. There was a cult that believed that at one point.
Maybe the bugs are here to be our friends.
This is the editing song.
Edit. Edit.
It's just loading all these pages.
Edit.
And
people from Alabama.
To Alabama. Speaking of Alabama's, kiss your wives goodnight and say and remind her of your family reunion tomorrow.
Wow. Oh. Nice.
Wow. Thank you. And let's go.
I feel like we should branch out with the insinuation or outright accusation of incest into like countries that have no association with it whatsoever. So Belgians, you sister fucking listeners.
Yeah, well, I'd make a joke, but I don't think the French would get it.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that not normal? And now we've lost all of France.
All one of you.
Yeah, we actually, guys.
Much like the Allies.
Oh, wow. Yeah, listeners, a lot of you don't know this, but we've taken your Patreon dollars, and then we've set up a large atlas of the world. And every time we make an offensive comment about a certain peoples, that country goes dark. So, it's kind of like a command and control center for one of those, like, for like Independence Day. Mm-hmm. But we're hoping that eventually we can insult enough of you so that it will light up like a block from Tetris going down to the bottom of the screen.
Hey Zeus, how many minutes are we in so far in the recording?
3 minutes and 40.
Okay, thank you very much for listening.
Thank you very much. This is William. If you can follow us on Twitter, okay. Or defollow us.
Okay.
S-D-T!
Which,
did we just go frat boy?
Yeah.
You know what? I think we went, like, you know, progressive frat boy.
Progressive
frat boy. Like, yeah, like, one of the frat brothers came out, and they were really supportive. Okay. Like, and when he brings a date over, you're like, hey, dude!
Yeah.
Well, it's really offensive still, okay. But...
Going ass deep on you!
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear that Charlie went ass deep to his parents? No! He's so brave, son! He's so fucking brave!
Okay. I want to apologize. So let me see. Okay, let's get going. So let me see.
That was for you,
the Belgians, the French, the French twice, Alabamians,
the gays.
The gays. And frat boys.
Yep.
Thank you very much. and of course the bagel guy that now knows that I've been taking the back door to the work because I don't want him to see me.
He's like scanning the horizon looking for you.
All right.
Where is he?
Was he fired?
Where did he go? Should I go upstairs and discuss with his boss?
He's just sitting there in his apron talking to your boss like, I'm very worried about Billy.
He doesn't have his bagel every morning. Is he all right? Have you contacted the police? Why do I talk like this?
I don't know. You're from the Bronx. This is really strange.
Yo!
And the Bronx now.
Yeah.
And the Bronx.
I was formerly from there, it's okay.
He's formerly. But
now he went to Queens.
How did we just offend the Bronx? Hey, fuckers, you eat bagels. Okay, first off, the guy's not eating his own bagels. That's like counterproductive.
You don't eat your own product, man. That's not how you do it.
I need a timeline right now. Where are we at? Yeah.
5 minutes.
Jesus 40 Christ.
Fandible.com. You don't eat your own bagels.
Never eat your own bagels.
Oh my God. People. I promise you. We're going to give you, like, in the intro to this, we are going to tell you what to skip to in order for me to say.
What was your character's name from the Bart Black Crusade game?
Oh my God.
Yes.
LaRue?
Was it LaRue?
It was. Oh, for fuck's sake, why do you have to do this to me?
I completely
did we keep the character sheet?
Yeah, yes, probably. We did, but they're in the. Yep, we're sitting on them.
Hold on.
Yep. Or, I could just listen to it. Well, boop, we're going to cut all this out, right?
Okay, yeah, we're going to cut all this
they're out. They're in cold storage.
Where's cold storage
at? Where I'm sitting.
Okay.
Right, so it's.
Let me get out of here.
I remember Mouse. Because you killed him.
Yeah.
Traz DuPont.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, too. You too. Wonderful.
Traz DuPont of the Hive World DuPont.
Yeah, David, can you
help?
Thank you.
All
right.
Thanks, guys. All right.
Thanks. All right.
Traz DuPont.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
So he's the guy from,
What's the movie about?
No, the series, Development.
Arrested Development.
Yeah, with Hill, like, I don't know why I expected anything different.
Oh, yeah, It's Michael Bluth.
Michael Bluth, yeah. Yep. He just walks in like, yeah. It's just, it's about right.
Yep.
Either that or he's doing the job like, I've made a horrible mistake. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Got it.
Yep.
Lost it. I couldn't think of the word for stop.
It's all right. That's what editing is for.
No editing.
I'm just turning my character sheet in a circle to read all the notes that have ended up on the back.
Eraser was turned. What's the matter?
Yeah, a couple of these pencils have erasers that are like rocks.
Yeah.
Like a rock.
Huh? I still also have the survival kit.
Oh, that's right. You have the survival kit. Thank God you write everything down, because Shadowrun really is a stuff-heavy game. Mainly for greed, but also for, the occasional griffin attack.
Notes on here from the first game.
Mm-hmm. And I am ashamed, because I actually really didn't like that game a whole lot.
I love that game! Fuck you!
Yeah. No, that game was great in concept. I don't want to play a game 3 fucking times to actually complete it.
There is that point.
Yeah, no, fuck that. The ability to run faster should not be a 7th goddamn thing that I get when
this
I level
is very
up.
True.
Oh my God. Anyways.
I just put all my points into that early on and I just did the first couple boards like over and over again. And I'm like, look at me, I'm level 7 now. Now I can do everything.
Yeah. I just like to grab the lawnmower and run over to them.
Yeah.
I used to just give it to her. I was like, grab the lawnmower. And she's like,
that was my mini game.
That was really fun. My personal favorite was getting all the wrestling moves. Mm. Fucking German suplexing zombies and shit. That was just so
I
sweet.
Found this killer, cheat. If you kill the clown, you get the mini chainsaws.
Yeah.
Which broke after 7 hits.
Yeah.
But if you got 3 books, it would last 7,000 hits.
Oh my God. I didn't even think about that.
Someone told me to do that and I just, it was ridiculous. People were like, I'm the book! It's 2 hits are dead. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't beat a giant obese security guard with a taser?
clown clown chainsaws asshole.
Yeah, that game made you do some crazy shit.
Yep.
Okay, so anyways, you can either catch Gronik or you can catch Rosalind, but not both of them. Choose your favorite dwarf.
He's a jolly good fellow. He's a jolly good fellow. He's a jolly good fellow. Who can show up on time? He can't show up on time. He can't show up on time. He's a jolly good fellow. He can't show up on time.
Happy birthday, David.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad that I'm doing most of the work for my birthday.
Yeah. It's how much we appreciate you.
Yeah. It's technically not your birthday yet. Yeah, we just decided to be nice and celebrate it for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I designed that whole thing up there, the banners.
It's very nice. Yeah. Nice work. Yeah, it looks really nice.
Yeah, it's actually prized.
I baked you brownies.
Yep. They tasted delicious. Okay, listeners, listen. It's my birthday soon. I showed up a little late.
An hour late.
Shut up. as I'm wont to do. And I was greeted with a birthday cake and candles and festive decorations. Experience. And a custom-made song regarding my tardiness and age.
Yes.
It was very much...
Your age was never brought up.
It was actually really, really lovely and actually really, really touched me, and I won't admit to that ever again because I am a rock!
But it's on the recording.
But it's on the recording. But it's on the recording. And you're super.
And that no one will listen to.
You can all suck a dick. You can all suck a dick.
What's our normal movement? All
right.
Rocks fall, everyone dies.
Yeah. So this is, we did the Jesus ending. Okay.
I did it once in the laundry, and you just won't let me in.
No. Yeah, I know. No. Well, I've probably killed you guys more in all my games.
Well, you have an excuse. It was a hard.
It's their, like, last-minute games. Yeah, like, yeah. When you die, it's like, it's never going to play. You're never playing your characters ever again. My next horror game is going to involve trick-or-treating, and you all will play be kids again.
Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing.
Yep. Except for David. He's the creepy uncle. Yep.
Yay!
The true
what do I play?
All right.
Have you guys ever been horrified to find out that you have white pubic hairs and then you realize it's just because you face fucked a clown? Welcome.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And first cut of the game.
What the hell? How is that Christmassy? Face fucking a clown.
I was thinking white beard.
No.
That's how it went.
Yeah, white beard, and you got desperate.
That's right.
No, white probably beard.
Be cutting that because
white beard, wow. White hair, face fucking a clown. Although guys,
that is definitely getting what's going into the funny cut. That's definitely going to the funny cut.
Really, I think it should just be there. Should be a super cut of all of the uncomfortable silences after I say shit like that.
I don't know. I think that might be the first time that you've just stunned the group in silence.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Did you say Fandibleitis? No. Fandibleites?
Fandibleites.
Fandibleites. Like Israel? Oh, the Fandibleites.
Okay. I'm going to press pause now.
Freedom, two towers, 9/11.
Oh, God!
Too soon.
I made it.
No, that's nice.
I'll decide. When I leave, you listen to all this.
Doors open at 8, no survivors, never forget.
God. This is why I can't have nice things.
All right, so what do you guys think of the game so far while we wait for Billy?
I'm having fun.
Billy is killing me.
It is pretty great.
I'm just thinking of those pastelitos and those cronuts that we still got.
There's still two more there.
I know.
There's two pastelitos and the one cronut.
There's one cronut left?
Yeah.
One cronut.
Whoa. I
believe there are no more cronuts left. I was wrong.
Yeah, I misspoke. Clearly.
There are no more cronuts.
The cronut is alive.
Yeah. The cronut has long ago been claimed. Yeah. Belongs to no one here but the mistress of the house.
All right. What's up?
Okay. Wait for Angela to come back.
Clever robot.
Billy, having some fun so far?
Yes, mate.
Okay.
I'm feeling very fucking good. I gotta blow up some guy with a ridiculous amount of dice.
Yeah, that was like your first roll. You're like, I'm gonna try this power out, stretch it out, see you.
I pictured I'd kill him immediately.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't picture I'd liquefy him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that much damage. Jeez.
Yeah, see? And you were worried about me.
Okay.
I got nothing, man.
No, yeah.
Well, it was a ridiculous amount of damage. You know what the sad thing is? I could have stunned him. I do have a stun attack that does a significantly less amount of damage.
Uh-huh. But in your defense, he did punch you.
He did punch me, and I had a defense mechanism. I liquefy you if you hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you liquefy me, I liquefy you. I didn't liquefy you. Oh, that word totally means something different, doesn't it? Oh, my mates and mates.
Mistakes were made.
God, now I have to pee. So.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Everybody pee.
Yeah. Everyone's bladder activated at the same time. But there's one possibility.
Though. Take it.
I'm gonna, once I pee.
Yep.
I have a no possibility in the bathroom policy.
No, it makes sense.
Ever since the incident.
But there's like a dipping sauce right there. The look on your face, you're good.
Ah. Suicide Squad was good. Mm-hmm. I liked how bloody it was.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't require bloodiness, but it's always fun when a cartoon takes it. I don't want it a lot, but I just want to watch a bloody cartoon every once in a while. And I'm like, yeah, look at that. They can be adults.
Also, boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not as required as bloodiness, but also appreciated. Harley Quinn looks okay. I'm not into blondes.
Push it real good. Push it. Push it real good. Push it. Push it. Get up and I'll dance.
We need more Laos Yodelay. We need more Laos Yodelay. We need more Laos Yodelay.
Why?
Because we do.
Oh my God. I was like, what the fuck is that?
I need to buy some comics. I need to buy some gum.
Yeah, I forgot the rest of it. Yeah.
I really gotta get some.
God, memories. I miss Doug.
Yeah.
Crawling in my skull.
Okay, all right,
ready?
Falcor!
Yeah!
What was the horse's name?
Artax!
I just wanted to see your face relive that moment.
Artax! Yeah.
We almost watched Neverending Story last night.
So we watched the birds.
Yes.
The birds?
Burbs.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, really? Just kind of, wow, that's a kind of a jump from the Neverending Story to Hitchcock.
Well, we were going to watch Arachnophobia. Oh, and boy. Then I was like, but Billy's like, the spiders. I was like, wait, have you ever seen The Burbs? He's like, what is this? It's like, it's ridiculous is what it is.
Wait, The Burbs with Tom Hanks?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, that film. I love that.
It's been a while since I've watched that.
But I totally associate it with Arachnophobia for some reason.
That makes sense.
And they were probably made around the same time. My parents probably had both on tape and they'd sit next to each other on the shelf.
Yeah.
Hey, come on.
So in my impressionable young mind.
Scar for life.
One just seegs into the other.
Alright, no worries.
Oh, okay. We don't need to. It doesn't need to be that big of a deal. Whatever.
But it is.
Yeah, for someone
by now, it is. You know why this is only a big deal? Because in our modern technological trappings, it is inconceivable we can't find a book in some form.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, 20 years ago, I would be 6. Right? Okay. Dan and I would both be 6.
Yes.
20 years ago. Yeah.
More like.
No, like, you know, like 15 years ago, it'd be like, oh, do we have the book? Oh, no, I can't find it. Move on. That's it. End of discussion. This is like, oh, I think it's on my phone. No, it's on my tablet. Oh, I think it's on my home computer. Oh, it's on the cloud. Hold on a second. Oh, it's in my faucet.
It's in my skin! It's in my skin!
It's coming from inside the house! It's in my skin.
Sorry.
It's crawling! My skin! I just imagine you'd be like, ah! It's like an imprint of a book. Cut it out! Cut it out!
And that's how new books are created.
We'll finish downloading in a minute.
A demon can alter the ability of a person to communicate, leading to misunderstandings that can be exploited.
Yeah, that's Mercury retrograde.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, oddly enough, you actually don't have any abilities to convince people. Your abilities are mostly...
To make them miscommunicate.
Yeah, to make them miscommunicate.
Or be brutally honest.
Yeah, or be brutally honest, exactly.
So, Vinny, how do you feel about black people?
Oh, yeah, that's we're like making the throat cutting motion. Yeah. It's like, no, it's 1968, don't say that. It's going to be totally socially acceptable.
I remember that. Poor cop. So, what do you think about her?
Well, I feel bad for her. Oh, but, you know, how she looks. Well, she could use a, you know, comb through her hair. What do you feel about black people? My wife's black. You know, fuck this. Fuck you and your acceptance. I'm trying to fucking get you on record saying you don't like somebody, but guess what? Somebody had to be Johnny Justice.
5 seconds from now, a man's going to walk through that door and shoot you, and you're going to have yourself to blame.
That's what happens. If I can't communicate, I just walk out and just say, jeepers to your thing. Just walk in, bam, bam, bam.
Yeah. My only negotiation tactic is just replaying all the violent scenes from Boondock Saints.
Today is the day when the World's Fair opens.
Nice.
Right. First day of the World's Fair in 1962. Pause a second.
All right. Pause a second because I need to go pee.
Yeah, go pee while I look
up something. I have to pee on toilet. All
right. I'm going to pause then.
Yeah, pause it real quick. Yeah.
Okay.
Separated by style. Unless it's a... Oh, come on. Give me no, it is definitely an embed. I just want to know if this just happens or if Dave gets a roll of some kind.
Slap my ass, I'm gonna feel bad. Slap my ass.
Listeners at home can't see that Billy is actually wearing like a golden plastic crown that we brought.
It's not golden or plastic, it's platinum and real.
Yep.
I'm the king of Halloween, and I'm filled with candy. Delicious candy, which I've been without for 2 months.
Oh, so that David Cronenberg film that I saw, by the way, the daughter's name, the daughter that whatever, she's five. Her name is Candace, but in the opening scene, her parents call her Candy. And I have not yelled at people who cannot hear me so loud before in my life. I'm like, you named your kid Candy? Social services would like to fucking talk to you. I was like, this is the horror of the Cronenberg film. A kid's growing up named Candy. And then later it's Candace. It's like, oh, Candace. All right.
So there is
parents, they normally do use nicknames.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I like my mom always called me fuckface.
Okay, there we go. Now we've got it figured out.
Fast-paced combat. Yep. You know, guys, we got to be
careful. Normally it is, but then you start doing wacky things like this.
You got to be careful because if we keep actually looking up rules, then our listeners are going to expect us to do this more. Yeah.
There is a...
Light.
Nope, not really.
Called shot, see huge.
Dungeon world humor, folks.
Mm-hmm. Did we ever post that? Well, we did post it.
Oh, here we go.
I remember when we first played this, there was one character I played where I just got great hands. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I was getting thrown in a furnace. Now I'm kicking this guy's ass. I'm playing a paraplegic with no eyes.
It's kind of like when your brother starts dating a girl you like just because. Like, I don't like my brother.
want me to cut that part?
Nope.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, my brother never
turn
did
it
that.
Up.
My brother's awesome.
All right.
You remember Stacy Winkler, you motherfucker?
All right.
That's a horrible last name.
I know, right? Yeah. Okay. I know. There are no chicken wings left, are there?
There's are like plenty.
Three or four, yeah. Oh, sweet.
So I'm going to probably grab another one of those when I get a chance.
There are chicken wings.
What I'm thinking is we get some pita bread.
we put all the chicken wings in the pita bread with some cheese.
Cat's we like, do have tortilla shells.
Oh, I was just joking. Whoa. Fuck yeah. guys, I've come up with a great idea. Mm-hmm.
No more food for me. My body's like, you're an asshole. Body's like, you stopped eating carbs, now you're eating a shitload of carbs. Make up your mind, dickweed. And I'm like, no.
No. You can't tell me what to do. I'm your body.
Yeah, well, I'm the mind. I don't need you. It's kind of like that Beetlejuice episode when he told his feet he didn't need them.
Ha!
Yeah? Classic. All right.
On the genie condom.
genie condom.
Yeah, you just pull it on. See, men...
You need to step into it.
Yeah, you step into it. A lot of men have three things that we are concerned about when it comes to prophylactics, and that is style, comfort, and support. And we feel that...
Daniel, start talking, please. Don't bang the mic into the table. I would appreciate it.
I can't follow that. No,
you need to continue the pitch. You're the next spokesperson. You are.
I for one, every time I take off my pants, I'm tired of not having the right kind of support that I need. And it just ends up banging against the floor. Everywhere. It's just going everywhere.
Which is why we here at the Genie Bro have created a new shirt-like substance where you pull over your head down to your crotch, and then you clip it closed. Clippers, because we don't need zippers in that very delicate area.
That's right, Billy. Our new Prince Albert line will be all of the support that you could possibly want, and more.
I'll tell you, my relationship with my boyfriend has never been better since we got the Genie Bro.
Thanks, bro!
That's right. Only trust your boys with the bro you know.
I don't know why I'm here right now.
Because you're a black demographic.
Diversity. Diversity.
And I thought you said... Even for me of the black nation, I realize how inadequate I am compared to white men who wear the Genie Bro. You should purchase this product.
The Genie Bro, we have an agenda.
And you said you could freestyle that?